And welcome back again. You are listening to Get On To It, starring Don Williams, our special guest Pam, the matchmaker, where we left off. I've done a lot of talks for singles groups. I do neurolinguistic programming, and it's been a passion of mine to understand the dynamics between men and women. And the question I have for you, Pam, what is chemistry? Because I think it's overrated. My opinion, it's learned behavior and changes in culture to culture. How about, what say you?
Yeah, I agree with you. Chemistry is magic, and it can't be bottled. And I can put people in front of each other that have, you know, so much in common, and they could say to me, God, you know, she's so easy to talk to, or he's so easy to talk to, and we have all these commonalities, but I just don't feel that magic chemistry. And there is some magic behind that. So as a matchmaker, I think what I do is I get people to go out on more dates, or, you know, to go out on with that person, you know, on a second or third date to see if they can feel it more, because that can develop.
I agree, totally.
But
it
the
can
first
develop.
Date, when I must say this, and it goes with women too. You look across that table from that girl, and you visualize yourself kissing them. A connection. it is something. And again, visual part plays a lot into it, but it's not about showing the pictures.
Right. Well, I think a lot of it, the imagining the kiss, but then, like, is there really something behind the kiss? And there's a lot of things that people have had experiences where they had an idea about what it was going to be like, and then they met somebody, and they were like, ooh, I'm into this person. And then all of a sudden, it's like their kiss was horrible, or they couldn't hug,
yeah.
Right? You know, their ability to connect was off.
Yes, all the time.
And that's the type of thing that's like, you know, I'm really caught up with what I see, but I need to see these things that are really like day-to-day things that if they're not there, I can't connect with that long-term. And they're in a hurry to try to connect that way, but they know that's not like a natural way of doing it. So that's why they have kind of like a nervousness about them.
Oh, you're so right. You couldn't have worded it better. And that I call it a state of urgency. I think people go into this where they're going to meet this person, and sorry if I'm contradicting myself when I'm talking here, but they sit down at the table, and that's their immediate thing they need to know right away is, okay, do I have chemistry? Do I want to kiss this person? You know, that state of urgency, that feeling I have to feel this way right away, where it does take time.
Yeah, and from my standpoint, I kind of think it's sort of like an energetic type thing. People really, the reason why we seek the relationships is we're looking for that other energy to kind of balance out the energy that we have. And we know we have a lot to give and offer, and to be alive and not to share that, it seems kind of empty without having that fulfillment of being able to have that connection with the energy. And that real quick desire is, can I connect? And we recognize the need for the mental and emotional, right? But the physical is the only thing as a guaranteed connect, at least initially. And that's why they're concerned about that.
Mm-hmm. And they still are. I deal with this on a daily basis. And again, you know, I do show photos. But I'm changing the way I do things. I'm thinking it's going to be more work for me, but I think my success rate will even be better, that I will show photos the day of the date or right before they're ready to walk into that date and they see them, because people focus too much on the physical.
Well, that's my...
And I get it, because, you know, I deal with men. I mean, they're... they could be the plumber or the president, or I don't care who they are. They still, it's visual. That's really not what Matt, men will show me pictures of their ex, and they'll go, she's this, this, and this, and oh my God, da, da, da. And then they'll show me, so she was a heroin addict, or oh, you know, she left the kids, or, you know, it's like they're so caught up in this visual.
Right.
And I get it, women are too, but chemistry is not just visual.
Right. Well, I mean, this segment we're going to kind of gear towards men, and let's talk about when you meet a man and you're getting him ready and you're prepping him for the first date. There's kind of a process you go through, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that process kind of include?
Well, I have different programs. Some men come in and they think, you know, they're successful. They think they have everything together. Blah blah blah. I look at the things that can help improve them. Of course, I cannot change a man's height. women on paper will write 6 foot and above for every man that she wants to meet, just like men have their, you know, wish list. Hmm. And I would say you have a wish list of realists. I change the things that I can change, if they need be. I suggest, I should say. Maybe it be their clothing. And when I say clothing, it doesn't have to be expensive clothing. It's how the clothing fits. Men are notorious for dressing for comfort. They'll buy expensive clothes and they won't have them fitted correctly. So getting the right fitted clothing to accentuate their assets. and women look at assets.
I always like. I didn't know that.
They're
they
not
do.
Even showing. You have old man pants on. I'll say, like, well, look at those pants. Oh, I paid such, you know, this much money for these. I'm like, they need to fit your body. Women are visual too. They're looking at you.
Yeah. Have you ever picked up like a woman's magazine? I mean, it's all about sex. I mean, women talk about
it. Yeah, they want that. They want the man to look good when he walks in. It's that first immediate reaction. And so, you know. So the guy doesn't have hair. Who cares? I mean, you know, I used to do hair. That kind of brought me into this. I was an image consultant. I may say, you know, get rid of it. Just shave your head. Or I outsource image consultants. I have amazing image consultants that work for me, and they will take the man shopping to get fitted clothes that fit his body. The photographs, you know, I don't really care that much, but sometimes, you know, some people are photogenic, some people aren't. I may get better photos of them, get them prepped for the visual part, and then I prep them for the date, and I cannot stress this enough, all you men out there. The number one thing, I could stand here in front of an audience right now, and women are planners. Men are single-focused. They don't know what they're doing the same night unless it has to do with business. They will ask a woman out that probably they'll be on the phone with her and want to take her out that night. I say on a first introduction, you plan it 4 to 5 dates minimum ahead. It's courting anyway. And it looks like you have a life, because otherwise it's going to look like you're in a state of urgency or, you know, I'm ready to close this deal. I got to meet her now. So plan ahead. I also prep them on things not to talk about. For instance, their exes, which everybody says they don't. Oh, no, I wouldn't talk about my ex, but lo and behold, misery loves company. I can put two people together, and this is for men and women. You asked about men, but first thing they do is talk about their exes, and they walk out. By the time they get out of the date, both of them know more about their exes than they do about each other.
That's pretty fun. You mentioned the guy should plan 4 to 5 dates ahead of time? Yeah, after the first date?
No,
days.
I'm sorry.
I think
4 to 5
days.
Days.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Days.
I think she meant days, yeah.
I'm sorry, days.
Oh,
yeah.
I might
so
have
what happens
it.
Is,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you heard that wrong.
Yeah.
I plan. That's another thing I say to the men, which I just started doing this too, and again, it's more work for me, but I'm here to get results. I get a bonus when people get married, so they know I have skin in the game too. I'm in this not to just set you up on a bunch of introductions. I'm
wow,
in
that's
to get
that.
You
I mean, that's like in the contract.
You get a deal done.
Oh, that's so cool! It's like an athletic deal. You win the World Series, you get a bonus.
Well, no,
now if they have a couple babies, is it per? How much per baby?
What I found out about people were that had joined services and what they didn't like or what they felt like they were just a number and they were just putting women in front of them and like. Nobody really cared, where I'm the personal service. I'm the matchmaker. I am the one that is doing this. We become friends. You become my brother or family.
Wow.
And my goal is to get my brother married or committed.
Gotcha. It makes sense.
And what you do is so personal because you take handwritten notes with everything you do.
Oh,
it's not like it's everything typed in a computer. You keep up and you put your feelings in and your thoughts as they come down and take notes. So that you really put yourself into the work and into the connection for every person. It's not just a random
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely, because, yeah, that's the key to my success is the feedback and that personal connection that I have with somebody. And the only, you can call me intuitive, whatever. The reason I'm so successful is I happen to have great people in my database that I've connected that have told other great people, and apples don't fall far from the tree, and they just keep connecting. And when I talk to people, like I said, I have couples that are reluctant to go out on second dates, so they have problems. A state of urgency is a big one with men that I can, we're talking topics on men, is men are usually, they're successful, so are women, by the way, in their business, so they're used to closing the deal, getting things done. They want it, like, They want to immediately see the woman right away. They may, like, text too much afterwards. They may call her too much. Where, and it's not a game, but it's kind of like that rubber band effect, push and pull. You have to be careful in the beginning, and that's why you have me as a matchmaker to gauge the woman's temperature so that you're not coming on too strong. But yet, you want the woman to know that you're interested in her. I always say, let her know you're interested, but less is better in the very beginning because it takes time to get to know somebody, and she won't think you're authentic if you say how crazy you are about her and want to see her the next five nights in a row.
Or not just authentic, but it sounds like they're addicted to, you know, the other person.
Or love addiction, yeah. Oh, yeah, or they, yeah. Exactly. And they, women don't take it as, and, you know, men are hunters, you know, by nature, and they want to, you know, they want to hunt that woman, they want to get her, they want to close. Yeah. Women do like that. But there can be a fine line to overdoing it. And I gauge the woman's temperature. Every woman's different. Some women love it when a man texts. Some women are like, oh, my God, he's blowing my phone up. You know, I work all day. You know, Jesus. It's like, and then all of a sudden she doesn't find him as attractive.
Yeah,
but
I can
say
imagine.
To him, listen, you are over, before he even goes out with her, she's not a texter. She's this, and she works, you know, on Monday to, you know, she can't come to her phone that much. Or the next girl, she kind of likes that extra touch. With a little more communication. Mm. But general rule to all men is less is better in the beginning. Let the woman know you're very interested, but wait some, you know, it's not a game. It's called love. I mean, it's called courting.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. This is one of the things I've typically noticed. Anytime a guy chases a woman, he'll lose her. He's got to pursue her with interest. But he's got to be willing to walk away from her because he can't make it like she's like the only one right away. Because otherwise that's kind of fake to a woman.
You said it exactly, yeah. And even, you know, some women like, I would say most women like a take charge kind of man. I find that a lot of men will say, well, so where hey, do you want to hang out? Grown adults, I'm not talking young guys, will say, so you want to hang out next Thursday or what are you doing? Like they're almost the fear of rejection, so they don't want to say, I'd like to take you to, you know, this theater production, you know, something and have everything planned and go to dinner. They just kind of want to go into it casually so they don't act like they're pushing too hard.
Well, let me
when
ask.
In reality,
they are.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask you this because it's related topic, and actually, I'm sure you get this question, but I'm going to set it up through this real quick story. You know, I was married for 19 years and I got divorced, and this is about maybe 20 years ago or so. And I went to this singles event, and it was just a discussion group, and there was about half and half, half men, half women. And it was a singles magazine. It was a real credible teacher, you know, not a weird thing. And the first thing she asked is, told the class, about 100 people there, write down on your expectation on when you think you should sleep with someone. And they calculated the results, and the men said like 4.3 dates. And the women said 3.2 dates. So my question to you is, what blew me away? I go, wow, I've been married 19 years, and what's going on? I thought it was a little different.
Yeah. Well, everything's backwards from what you're told anyway.
But I mean, I thought it was, you know, I put like, you know, 10 or 15 dates or something. But the question is, do they ask you that? Do they go, should I sleep with them now, or should I sleep with her now? I mean, do you get that question? And if you don't, what is the answer?
I get more than I want to know half the time.
You can share with us.
Every relationship is different. But I do say this, and, you know, I can't control what people do. If you get involved physically and the sex is too soon, it can be great, and everything else goes out the window, and you can have all these red flags, and you really don't know that person.
I agree with you, by the way.
One of the
go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead, Pam.
No, what
were you going to say?
I talk too much. Anyway.
Okay, no, you don't. Anyway, we're interviewing here. The one thing I was going to say here is I've heard this with these what I call use her, lose her guys, and guys teach this. One of the reasons why they teach men to push for the sex is that a woman will kind of lower her resistance more if she has sex first. That a lot of the resistance women have is that they haven't connected. So it's like a false sense of connection at first. I don't know if that plays into that or not, but I'm just sort of throwing that up as a question, kind of.
So get back to what bottom line is, the question is, are you saying for them to have sex? You think that, or to push for sex, that's a good thing for men?
No, I'm just saying, I think that's where that comes from, right? That women, until they have sex with a man, tend to be way more reserved. Once they start to have sex with them, then they start to open up. Is that true or untrue?
I think it's different. I'm not the butt end,
I think it's different for everybody, but once that intimacy, you know, the two are involved like that, everything opens up. But I do say, you know, when one of the biggest concerns women have coming to me, and I have gorgeous, I mean, like model gorgeous women walking in the door where they can't, you know, men are pounding, you know, they can't even put gas in their car. I mean, women in general can't put gas in their car without a man coming up and asking them out. I hope men know that. It's like crazy. You're in the grocery store and they're following you around.
Yeah.
So women think men are players. Okay, they come to me because they know that the men are serious and that they're not just looking for arm candy and sex. And also, women, I assure the women after when they come to me, I said, listen, the men are paying me big bucks to be in this database. They could hire an escort or go to a bar and sleep with a woman and not have to give a report card the next day. You know these men are serious. You know, they're having to give me feedback. But are men wanting sex? Do they think about it 24/7? Yes, women think about it 24/7 too. I tell a man to show that sexual energy right away and let her know that you would be interested. That you're, you know, but there's a fine line between that. Men get put into the friend zone too quickly, where the woman doesn't feel that sexual energy. I call it Sam, sexual animal magnetism. That's where a matchmaker plays. That's where I come in. I can kind of gauge the temperature on how the woman thinks and what her, you fill out a, again, the profile doesn't matter that much, but when you fill out an in-depth profile with me, I ask sexual questions. I do. That's an important part. Some people, intimacy to them is completely different, and they're not as sexual, we'll say.
Well, let's go on a quick break right now, when I mean quick, I mean quick, because when we come back, I want to ask what type of questions, these sexual questions you're asking. That's what I want to know, and this is Get On To It, starring Don Williams. And
you're a client.
Yeah, we'll cover what the women do next.
Yeah, and we're our special guest, Pam, matchmaker, and we'll be right back. You're going to date this.